This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. It was an interesting day in Ypsilanti yesterday. Issues of race, implicit bias, hiring practices, and governmental transparency all converged. And by day's end, City Manager Darwin McCleary offered and City Council accepted his resignation. A hastily called special council meeting took place after some citizens expressed concern that Phil Cam, a white candidate with the Livonia Fire Department, was hired to be the city's next fire chief over interim chief Ken Hobbs, who is black and has spent 33 years in the department in Ypsilanti. McCleary says his hiring decision was based solely on qualifications. On the other end of the WEMU phone line is Beth Beshert, the mayor of Ypsilanti. Thank you for the time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, the decision to accept McCleary's resignation was unanimous. Does that mean that council in some way believes that race played an issue in his decision process in the hiring of a new fire chief?
That is not a statement I'm ready to make. However, I will say that for our community, the perception was, and therefore the reality, that it was implied, it was involved. You know, regardless of whether it was or not, David, we have got to get better and better and better about how we hire and who we hire in our city, and also how we work with our community to make things move forward. Okay, for instance, with this hiring, you know, came up during the city council, for the next city manager, we should include it in community engagement to start part of the interview process.
Do you consider this isolated on the part of Mr. McCleary, or is there a sense that there are other issues with his decision-making practices and policies as city manager that played into ultimately leading us to this point of resignation?
We all wish Mr. McCleary the best of luck. We are in, and he worked very, very hard for our city the entire time he was here, and we're very grateful for that. We need our city to start looking at the future and rather at the past. Right now in our city, we have a train station coming up. We have now four department heads that we're hiring. We have we're about to be revamping our parking in our city. We are going to be making a decision about the dam. We have a lot coming up in our city. And if we're going to continue focusing on the past, and Mr. McCleary, we're not going to get anywhere with it. We've got to start focusing on the future.
So in looking forward, the community as a whole is going to have to trust that its elected officials are working on their behalf in a way that is beneficial to all. The council meeting yesterday was called quickly by Mayor Pro Tem Lois Richardson and council members Pete Murdoch and Nicole Brown. It was called without a public agenda being offered in advance, and in fact, you only learned of the meeting yesterday morning. By rule, council can call a meeting without involving you in that decision-making process. Afterwards, did anyone offer you a reason for not involving you in the conversation?
That conversation has not happened, and I am not worried about that. Again, as I said, we need to start moving forward and concentrating on the future. When I ran for mayor, and in the 4 months that I've been mayor, I have offered the city complete transparency in any way that I can. The community was very happy about the outcome of last night, and I think it was the right outcome for the city as well. And yet, the meeting was not formed in the light of transparency. It was not formed in the light of full disclosure, and that is not a precedent that I think we want to continue.
As such,
we want to make sure that we're moving forward in a transparent manner.
Because of the way it came about yesterday, some residents might question if this points to larger issues in your working relationship with City Council, or at least some members of City Council. How do you characterize your working relationship with the others?
I think that's a valid question, I have to say. One of the things that I started when I became mayor was regular monthly meetings with every city council person, and I've reached out to every single council person to hold those so that we have a relationship, we're not just talking at the council bench, which has been what has happened for the last quite a few number of years, I have to say. And every single council person but one has participated in those meetings, and that is more than I had expected. It's really fantastic. I'm a brand new mayor. We're just starting to get to know each other. I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to continue forward.
City Clerk Francis McMullen has been appointed interim city manager. What's the process now for hiring a permanent replacement for Mr. McCleary?
We're going to start the job search shortly. In the past, we've asked for outside organizations and consultants to help us with the search. Michigan Municipal League is one that will help us, for instance, and we'll start with that. Just to let the public know, when we do these searches, when we start looking at the applications and the qualifications, all personal identifiers are removed, which is was really interesting and exciting to me when I started. We don't get to know the name, the race, the age, the gender of the person who's applying. We just look at the qualifications. And it's not until we start getting down to the interviewing that we start to see who the person was outside of those qualifications.
We only have about a minute left for our conversation, but I want to pose one more question, Mayor Beshert. Mm-hmm. What are the issue of fire chief? The city has a contract with Phil Cam now, but much of the community and Appear City Council supports hiring the internal candidate, Ken Hobbs. How's it going to be addressed?
I'm not able to comment on this at this time, David, due to privacy issues related to hiring and contracts. However, I do expect that we're going to be able to have news on that in not too long a time.
Might it involve a buyout?
Again, I'm not able to comment on this time. It's due to privacy and legal restrictions.
Well, one of the things that you brought up yesterday in your address to City Council was implicit bias. And while we don't have time today, I would like to, in advance, invite you on the air so we can talk about that and how it plays a role in city government and governing a community.
David, that is a key issue in our society at large. It's a key issue in Ypsilanti, and I care very deeply about it. I would love to have that conversation with you. And I want to make it much better for all people in Ypsilanti by addressing those issues.
Thank you very much for the time today. It is much appreciated.
Thank you.
That is Ypsilanti Mayor Beth Beshert. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.